Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Thursday, January 31st, 2019. I hope everyone out there is staying warm. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How you doing?
I'm doing real good. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. And you're talking about staying warm. You know, we've been hearing about global warming for a while now.
Well, oh, don't you say it, too.
Well, I'm not saying, believe me, I'm not. But NASA now is saying it's going to be global cooling. I'm serious. We see a cooling trend, said Martin Melzack of NASA's Langley Research Center. High above the Earth's surface near edge of space, our atmosphere is losing heat energy. If current trends continue, you could soon set a space age record for cold. I'll go with him right now.
Well, someone was talking to someone over.
Huh? I was hoping to plant palm trees, but I guess I changed my mind.
Yeah. I was told that we're heading into a little mini ice age.
That's what NASA said. It's going to get cold. They called it right last night.
I don't have to move again, do I?
Well, if we
I don't
do,
have to
I
go
like
further
a little.
South.
Okay. Well, let's not get into that. You get me interested in moving somewhere myself sometime. Anyway, so you're doing all right, right?
Yes, I am.
Well,
we got
God.
Cold. Our low was about a 10, so it wasn't too bad. And however, it was just very strange. I have a little screen door in my backyard, and it has a metal handle. And I went to walk my dog last night, and this was after it was dark, and I went to open, and the door wouldn't open. And I thought, I'd take my dog out without a coat, because we're just going outside for 2 or 3 minutes, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to freeze to death. I couldn't get in. And I pulled, and this is a metal handle because it's on a screen door. I pulled that metal handle, and would you believe that handle, now this is metal, snapped. It was that cold.
That cold, yes.
That cold, and I was that strong. I didn't realize I was that strong before. And I thought, oh, my gosh. So I did get in, but I couldn't believe that metal handle was that cold that it snapped.
Well, somewhere an 18-year-old college student died on campus in cold weather. For some reason, he couldn't get inside. I didn't get to hear the whole story. He froze to death last night, 18 years old.
Oh, my.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe he was drinking and didn't realize how cold it was.
I don't know, but they said he froze to death, and that's just really 18 years old.
Sad. You
know? Wow.
How sad is that? Well, we had a little bit of good news. This isn't too sad. We have gold struggling, holding at the $1,320 level. We had a high of $1,326 out the chute this morning, and it did well, but it weakened as the dollar gained a little bit of strength later on in the day. Silver, same thing. We had $1,626 as a high. It settled back. We're still above $1,600 at $1,612, down 2 pennies. Platinum was up $4 at $824. Palladium took the beating of the day, down $16 at $1,349. The USDX today did get stronger by 0.16 at 95.56. Crude oil was down 21 cents at 54.02. And the paper markets today, you have the Dow down 6 points at 25,008. The NASDAQ was up almost 100 points at 7,281. The S&P was up 23 points at 27.04. 10-year yield, that certainly dropped 2.64%. And let's see if there's anything else going on. You know, Japan was stronger. Hong Kong was stronger. The emotion feeding the market, the fear and greed index, you know, it's heading back up into that greed territory at 60. So no concerns anywhere in this country. So, you know, Americans have such short memories.
All they do.
Doesn't matter the age. It's
they
not
do.
Just because you're old. People don't even remember what was going on in December and why.
Well, you know, of course, I'm sure this is probably due with the government shutdown last month. They said that they had huge amounts of unemployment claims last month, or this month, last month, January. And I would suppose it's because Trump had shut down the government for a while that people were looking for unemployment. I don't know that. But the unemployment increases went up a lot over the last few weeks. So, I don't know. We'll see.
I was reading where a lot of those folks that were furloughed, because I'm not sure that if, you know, how you fall under the terms of unemployment and so forth. I'll have to look into that a little bit more and to see exactly what type of impact that would have. But I did come across, this was a Financial Times article, and this was today. A couple hours ago, the central banks, and we've talked about this recently, Butch, how the central banks are buying, the gold buying reaches a half century high.
Yes, yes.
Central bank buying of gold reached its highest levels for almost a half a century last year. You have Russia, Turkey, Kazakhstan, how they boosted their purchases, they're shifting away their reserves from the U.S. dollar. Central banks bought a net $27 billion worth of gold. That was driven by Russia, whose net purchases were the highest on record. And this is according to the World Gold Council. Volumes came to 651 tons, and that was an increase of 74% on the previous year. Now, we don't know if any of that is Venezuela's gold. Could have been.
Yeah. I believe part of that has been stolen and sold somebody else by now, no doubt.
Yeah.
It's really sad, too, because I don't care how corrupt the nation is. That's their gold. That's their gold.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of emerging market central banks have had significant dollar exposure, so they need to manage that risk through having an allocation in gold. And this is coming from the World Gold Council. Central banks have been adding to their gold holdings since the financial crisis and now hold about $1.4 trillion worth of the yellow metal. This was from the London-based think tank, Official Monetary and Financial Institutions Forum. And let's see if there's any other interesting news in this article. You also had European central banks. They entered the market last year. Hungary was increasing its gold reserves tenfold in October. The year's net purchases were the highest since America decided to move off the gold standard in 1971. And under that standard, of course, we've seen the value of the U.S. dollar expressed in gold at a congressionally set price of $35. And the rest we know is history that we talk about on a regular basis here. So you can follow and see what the governments are doing. And you can sit there and expose yourself to the paper markets, or you can be smarter than the Federal Reserve and the central banks and get your gold and protect yourself against them. So,
well, all I know is I've said it over and over many, many times. If I hadn't listened to you and some others, I've been hurting, and I'm 70 years old. I'm so thankful that back in the 90s, I listened to Bob Chapman, and you later, and some others come on and try to express to me how important it is. Bob Chapman literally helped change my life financially, as he did many other people. And I still miss Bob. I really do.
I told somebody today, there isn't a day that doesn't go by that I reminisce about Bob to a client, how we all miss him and so forth. So, absolutely.
Bob was a straight shooter. He wasn't a sensationalist. He told it like it really is, and he called everything almost right down to the day. And I remember that.
Yes.
So I miss him tremendously.
Here's something else that I think is kind of interesting. Trump is considering a former presidential candidate, Herman Cain, for the Fed. Remember Herman Cain?
He is. I can't say that I do.
You don't remember Herman Cain?
I don't think.
No, he's being considered for a Federal Reserve governorship. He's 73, and he was a former chairman of the Kansas City Fed, having served at the bank from 1989 to 1996. And he met with President Trump yesterday at the White House, and he was escorted by the National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow. And Kane ran for president in 2011. And he ran under his 999 plan, a reference to the respective tax rates he would have.
Oh, now I remember that. Yes, I do. Uh-huh. Okay, yes.
On the personal income, the federal sales, and corporations. And then he suspended his campaign later in that year. So it's kind of interesting. He suspended his campaign later in that year under allegations that he sexually harassed two women. So now he's being, so, you know.
Well, who knows?
Gee, I mean, who hasn't sexually harassed women? Other than you.
I would expect if you ask a lot of people, I give them a hard time, too, because I guess it depends what you call sexual harassment. Sometimes I tease them, and some people take it the wrong way, as you know, and it doesn't take much to get people in trouble anymore.
Oh, I know.
If you tell somebody they got a pretty dress on the day or something, they can take it the wrong way and you harass them. That's a fact. I'm serious.
No, it is.
It's just a sad situation, but that's America today. You know, we're talking about Trump, though, and his new guy there. I was thinking that Trump, I was just reading here about Harley Davidson. Have you seen what's happened to them? Remember Harley was, and Trump really was all excited about Harley Davidson, and that's the motorcycle of the country, and they had the biggest miss in 10 years, and they barely broke even last quarter. And they said that the trade deal hit them pretty hard, the trade wars. So Harley Davidson is struggling again. And, you know, I thought they had pulled out and it was doing really well. I don't know what happened there. I mean, you know, Trump is all for them keeping them jobs here, and he's mad because they might shift jobs overseas. But anyway, they're not doing so well right now. And Harley is American motorcycle. That's, you know, it used to be the Indian in Harley. The Indian's out of business now. Harley is what's left.
I remember Bob Chapman, since we were speaking of Bob Chapman, after 2008, he said that Harley Davidson would fail. And you're right, then they did pull themselves out. And, you know, they seemed to, at least, you know, they went along with everybody else, you know, coming out of that recession. But how did they come out of that recession? Debt, debt, debt.
Yes.
And so now here they are, and you know, they have a bad day, and the next thing you know, they're next to closing their doors. That's what debt does to you. So it's great as long as you're not having a bad day.
You know, and Harley was, as you know, was an American icon, kind of. I mean, it's been around ever since, longer you and I've been around, and it was the motorcycle of the country. They said that an Indian. And Indians went under, and Harley hung on for a while. It doesn't look good for them now. I don't know what's going to happen. It's just sad to see that a manufacturer like Harley going under when they've been with us so many years, like Sears going out. It's just a sad thing to see. Or JCPenney. They were icons of this country for years, and now they're going away, a lot of them are. And that's a change in things, whether it's good or bad. It's still sad to see.
It is, you know, but, you know, is it their own fault?
A lot of it certainly has to be.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, Harley motorcycles back in the 80s and 90s were junk, to quite honest with you. People quit buying them. That's why they got in trouble. They started making unsafe motorcycles, and they just got in trouble. The motorcycles fell apart. You know, they about lost it. They tried to regroup it, I guess, but who knows?
I didn't know that, but
they had some poor quality product for a while, and it caught up to them. Just like Chrysler back then in the 90s or whenever it was, 80s, whenever the government bailed them out, they started making better cars after Coca took it over.
Yeah, but they started making better cars too when Japan started bringing automobiles into this country.
True too. That's,
you know,
true.
So the same thing with probably Harley Davidson. They were forced to do something because, you know, you had all these little foreign bikes. Japan, I guess they were bringing in those little bikes and so forth that became competition to them, and they had to do something. And at one point in time in my early career, I sold Nissans before. At that time, it was Datsun. Well, actually, I worked the first year that they switched from Datsun to Nissan, and the dealership that I worked for, they also had Pontiac, and, you know, they had and I remember seeing the vehicles coming in off the truck, and, you know, I'd go sit in them, and, you know, the Bonnevilles and so forth, and then I'd sit in the Nissans, Maxima, and really the quality, it was, they were superior.
That was a problem. You know, for years and years, the Chrysler, Chevrolet, and Ford had this, the automotive industry in this country sewed up. And then I remember when they first started coming over with Japanese motorcycles and cars, they all sounded like little motorbikes going up the highway. Nobody bought them. They were trash. The Japanese picked up the technology, started improving on it, and outdid Americans in quality. Yep. And that's what happened to American car dealerships.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's why most of our cars are manufactured overseas now. At least the parts are.
Yeah. Well, you know, we opened up our trade. We allowed all these foreign vehicles to come in here. And now you have South Korea, you know, you have Korean cars, you have, you know, Kias and Italian, and you don't even know who owns Chrysler anymore. I mean, it's been bought so many times. It's been bought, given back, and bought again. I mean, it's just, you know, so I... And you do see the quality in these vehicles, really, they are going down.
They truly are.
Yeah, the price is going higher, but what's changed in these automobiles to make them more expensive?
You know, I really don't know, except this flat out inflation, but I know back to the American scenario, a friend of mine was a deacon at a church I pastored for several years, was going to buy a Ford tractor because he wanted to buy an American-made tractor. He bought the tractor off a local dealership here, took it home. The first thing he saw written on the starter was made in Japan. So you can't buy American-made. You can buy maybe American-assembled, but not American-made.
Right.
Big difference.
Yeah, they have diluted these... You know, I remember one point in time, all the automobiles had to show where every part was coming from and so forth. But, you know, they dilute, you know, where they're actually made versus where they come from and where they're put together and all this. It's like, and does anybody really look, you know, what's a percentage of people, do people really care that things are made in America anymore?
Well,
they care, but they don't.
Used to be this pride in that. Used to be made in America meant something. It really did. There was pride in it. And I'm sure there still is in some products. But it used to be made in America was something that you considered to be proud of. It was quality. And made in Japan was junk. Well, that's sort of kind of switched around a lot of areas now.
It has. So what's next?
Well, I just looking here, too. I guess you saw that postage going up again. You saw that, right?
I did.
Biggest increase in history.
Is that right?
Yes, well, that's it.
I see it every day when I go to the post office.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the forever stamps went up 10% from 50 to 55%, but also priority mail. We do a lot of priority shipping out here at the ministry. It's going up quite a bit. But they said the post office lost $4 billion last year. I don't get it. The first office, and it's not supposed to be a private entity. It's supposed to be run by the federal government and at a set rate. But now they call you customers. They don't call you, you know, whatever that would be the going to government entity. They call you customers, so it's a private business. But they're raising rates again. They raise rates about every, seemingly like me, like every 5 or 6 months.
And they're 55 cents now?
55 cents for the forever stamps.
That's what they do. They got you with those forever stamps. You know, once they started selling those forever stamps, that's where, you know.
Yep.
They get us coming and going, and people just fall over for it. Think it's a great idea, and you know, I don't know how long those forever stamps are going to last. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after the show.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website, dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Sign up for the newsletter and listen to these programs live or archived right from the website. And what else do I need to tell them, Butch?
A lot of things. I want to tell you that, as you know, I got the order of my 15 piece here a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And I like that. I like those coins. I do. Next to the silver dollar, they're my favorite coin. I think they're just something good to have. I mean, real silver fits in pieces. And I love holding them in my hand, knowing they got something of value in my hand. And I do appreciate you being so honest and straightforward. You give them to me, even though I was a little bit late getting them in, you give me a good price on them anyway from the month before. And thank you so much for that. I do appreciate that.
And we're looking at silver. Doing, well over $16. We have silver at $16.12. I can't remember when I priced this little package of $25 face value at $3.25. That includes your shipping cost. It was way below $16. So I've got, we sold quite a few, but I think I have maybe a handful left at that price. Then I will have to readjust them. So,
well, just a couple months ago, they was $306, whatever, for $25.
Yeah.
They went up. They went up a lot in just a month and a half.
If I readjusted them, they'd be running about $335, about $10 more.
Folks, you listen to this. 2 months ago, you could have bought them for $300 and some odd change. Now it's going to be $335, almost a $30 increase in a matter of 2 months in value of silver. Why are you not calling? Why don't you order at least $100 worth? Do what you can do, as I did, a little bit at a time. But you won't lose money. Please, get out of the 401ks and IRAs. Quit wasting money. If they're paper, they're paper, they're paper, they're paper. Put in something substantial that you control. You get that in your own physical possession. Do not put it in a bank safety deposit box. Do not put it in some kind of corporation that will take care of it for you. Get it for yourself. Put it somewhere where it's safe, and you take care of it. Then all you say, well, somebody will steal it. Well, if they do steal it, that's they're going to steal anyway. If it goes into funds, your bank's going to lose anyway. Get it in your possession so you have control over it. That's very, very important. Call Melody at 800-375-4188 and get this done. Now,
We move on, I just want to say one more thing. Someone called me and I talked to him, and I might have brought this up on another program, but, he said to me, he was pricing out, he says, well, I should have bought last month when I talked to you. The prices were lower, so I'm going to wait. why would you wait for the price to go higher? Yes, prices can correct. We can see pressure. I'm not saying we're broke out of the $1,300 level forever. It could go back into the $12. I don't know what the market is going to do on a short-term basis. But the fundamentals for gold and silver have never been stronger, and they have the strongest fundamentals backing them than any other investment out there that I can see.
Absolutely. I agree.
So and as Bob Chapman used to say, hey, if you think there's something out there, better, give us a call. Let me know. Because if it's something truthful, why wouldn't I want it too? So again, ladies and gentlemen,
it's ridiculous to wait because they're going to lose money. They're going to lose money very quickly. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But, you know, and he brought up, he says, well, you know, this person was saying that gold was going to dip back down to 1150, and that's what I was waiting for. And it's just like, who cares if it would dip back to 1150? We don't know if it's going to dip back to 1150. And I said, and I know exactly who's told you that. And I told him it was this person. He says, yeah, you're right. I says, well, it was only a year ago, and for the last 10 years, that this particular person was saying that gold was going to go to 850. Well, I guess he was wrong for 10 years. Think of all those people that he told that gold was going to go to 850. They made decisions based on gold was going to 850, and now all of a sudden he umps it to 1150?
Yeah.
So where's the credibility in that?
And that's over 1,200.
And 1,300.
Well, I'm now, sorry, again, thank you. Yes. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it can go. It goes up and down. You have to look at the fundamentals, ladies and gentlemen. Gold is real money, period. And if you think that we're not going into a time where debt's going to be defaulted, and you know the story, you know the history, and maybe we don't share that enough on this program. I say it so many times, I think we overdo it. If you don't know, you know, again, debt's okay until that bad day comes. Ask Sears, ask Harley, ask. You have so much debt in these markets, and they will be adjusted. This is debt that cannot be repaid by multinational corporations, by governments, central banks, and by citizens of this country and around the world.
There you go.
Ours particularly.
Well, you know, you can put it in the bank at $10,000 in the bank you want to. And I think the premium rate now on the interest is about 2.5%, I think it is. And is that right, in the area on that and savings rate?
It is. And we talked about that yesterday, at the beginning of last year. And yeah, you're right. If you put $10,000 in the bank last year, the rates, people did enjoy the higher rates, but gold still outperformed.
There you go. Well, even but 2.5% on $10,000 over a year's interest. How much is that, Melody? $250.
How much?
And then you have to pay tax on top of that.
That much. Yeah.
And
how about $2
on that?
Yeah. $2.50.
You know, you pay tax, so you lose money. Gold and silver has gone up. When I started just 2-3 months ago, it was silver. I mean, gold was $1,100 or thereabouts. Up now over to $1,300. That's more than what $10,000 a bank would do in a whole year. Now, people think about that. Anyway, that's common sense to me, Melody. I guess, you know, maybe I'm just kind of one of the so guys here, but that's common sense to me.
Paper is paper. Gold is gold.
If you invested $1,100 in a piece of gold 2 months ago, you'd already increase more than you would $10,000 in a bank over a year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So,
I believe I can figure that out on my own. That's pretty smart.
What's next?
Well, I thought you might want to know you're going to feel safer now because they got something brand new in Washington, D.C. What it is?
What's that?
They got a plastic straw cop. This says warning letters in hand. Zach Rabarzik patrolled the food court at Union Station looking for offenders. Past Annie Ann's, past Johnny Rockets, at Lotus Express, a Chinese food joint, Rodrick peeled a wrapper from a red straw and bent the end. The telltale giveaway: plastic. Washington has become the latest city in a nationwide movement to ban plastic straws. It's up to Rashevik. It's up to him, folks. To keep us safe from plastic straws, an inspector for the D.C. Department of Energy and Environment to enforce the new law. The straw cop left the rattled cashier at Lotus Express with a warning that the store was still using plastic straws by July. When the grace period ends, it could be fined $800. Oh, I feel so much safer. I'm so glad this Mr. Rashevik is on the road out there taking care of these plastic straws. I really feel threatened. Then you, I mean, they. Who knows what could happen? I mean.
Well, now we have plastic straw cops and pooper picker uppers.
Man, this nation's advancing fast, isn't it? I tell
hey,
you what.
Jobs are being created.
I'm going to say, we have new jobs coming up and they pay very well. Oh, my. You know, we're laughing, but it's really sad.
It is, and I don't mean to make fun of those that are actually doing that or anything like that, but it is a sign of the time.
But it's just insane that we're in this position, that we're creating jobs like a plastic straw cop, and it's a shame we have to put people on the street to get poop in the streets, but that's the sign of a decaying society, and that's where we are today. Like you're lumping, that's where we are. When you have states like New York going to murder babies up to the time they're coming out of the womb,
unbelievable.
Yeah, in Virginia, they're going to let you murder them after they're born. I'm dead serious.
That didn't pass in Virginia.
Did they stop it all or just have part of it?
I think they stopped the whole thing.
But they even bring it up, Melody. They have the gall to bring it up.
And you know what? I saw the interviewer of the politician that was her bill. I don't know her name.
Yes, but out of here somewhere.
And I'll tell you what, when they were asking her questions, she beat around the bush. She didn't want to come right out and say it. And whoever was asking the questions to her and inquiring about her bill, you know, they kept on and kept on until she finally had to admit, yes, you know, the baby is born. And then, and I'm thinking to myself, if you really believed in this, why would you be beating around the bush? Come out and say it.
She did say he could be killed after he was born.
Eventually she did, yeah.
She did. And I'm gonna say this, and this is maybe out of limb a little bit, but you do know they harvest these babies for parts. You know that, right? That's a known fact. Yes. And that parts are worth more if they're alive when they take them out.
Yes.
Think about it, people. That's an industry. It makes money. But Rhode Island is in the process, and they've already done it. I think Kentucky's in the process doing the same kind of bill that New York did.
It's just disgusting. People should be outraged to think about it.
Well, tell me what people get outraged about anymore, except maybe if they cancel the Super Bowl, they get mad about that. But, I mean, what do you get outraged about?
They're outraged about Trump, the other side, the Democrats, the lefties.
It's just amazing. The people in this country have lost all sense of righteous indignation. You know, it used to be people would really get up in arms about something like this, and today they don't even grunt. As a whole, they don't. Now, some do, but not the masses. Not enough to change it. America is under judgment, and one of the judgments is that people just don't care anymore. And that's a fact. So it's part of the truth. I can't change the truth, Melody. It is what it is. I've been preaching over 40 years on the radio, going on 26 years, and I've seen so much and I've been a part of so much in this battle that I've come to the realization that the people are losing their desire to do what's right, or even maybe the concern to do what's right. The Bible says in Jeremiah that the people can no longer even blush. Things that you and I see walking down the streets would have made my grandma very upset. Today, we're trying to go on.
Yes.
You know, that's just the way it is. I mean, this is called creeping incrementalism. It works very well.
So you know what's amazing is some of these conservatives, supposedly internet, you can't even find anything about this. I mean, it's just like it's in the news one day and out the next. But yet, you know, they're going to talk about the weather for 4 days. Yes, I understand it's important and people need to know what's coming. I get that. But on the other hand, you know, there's no balance. It's just so out of balance. And it's
the moral basis, the moral compass of America today is very askew, to say the least. I mean, I know we get back on some other things here, but I have here in my hand Roger Stone. Everybody know what happened to Roger Stone? You know, he was taken out and arrested and all kinds of things.
Hey, Butch.
Yes.
We have a caller.
Okay.
We have Lee calling from Texas.
Hello.
Hi, Lee.
How are you doing?
Just fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. I was calling in reference to what you just said about things to come. You know, if you look at the paper dollar and the built-in inflation of a minimum of 2% versus gold or other tangible assets, if you just look at inflation over 10 years at 2%, you lose 20% of your purchasing power of your cash money.
Yes.
And think about that, 20% of it, and you didn't do anything wrong. They just took it from you.
Yep.
And gold will not allow the powers to be to take your wealth from you. And
that's
it's
true.
Just mind-boggling how they just blow that right past people, and people don't even think about it. Just, and we have more than 2% inflation, but it just 2%. You lose 20% of your wealth in 10 years. And that's my comment, and I enjoy your show. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Colin.
Thank you, Lee.
That's a pretty good call.
You're
yeah. Pretty good call.
And he's so spot on. They made this 2% target Fed rate as something for inflation as something that is good, and it isn't good.
No.
You know, even Alan Greenspan, who was the granddaddy of all this debt creation and so forth, even he said inflation. They just steal your money right out from underneath your nose.
Inflation takes away your money. They give you a pay raise, make up the difference, and then you charge more taxes, so you lose again,
yep.
Don't you?
You betcha.
Yeah, you lose again.
You lose again.
I mean, it's just, that's, folks are telling you the truth. I mean, we're really intrigued. Back when I started buying silver, it was $3 an ounce, Melody. $3 for a silver dollar. I remember that very well. But in my Bible, I had a chart that showed what's going to be like when it went to $5. I thought, well, it'll probably never go to $5. Now it's $16. Think about that. And that was an increase in wealth that I have. And if I kept that all in paper dollars, I would have lost how much in the last 20-some years?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. But anyway, I was going to make mention here, Roger Stone. We all know what happened to Roger Stone. We know what's going on there. And people don't want to hear this, but I can't help it. Roger Stone marched in a homosexual parade. This is all for real. Half naked. Had a lesbian licking on his ear right there in the streets. Him and his wife had a swinger group going on to swap wives and husbands. I'm not making it up. This is all documented. And we think, I mean, he's one of Trump's advisors. I'm just putting two and two together here. You've always heard the birds of a feather flock together. I don't know, but I don't think I want him to be advising me on anything. So these are what we're seeing today, Mel, and you wonder why the nation is falling apart. Murdering children before they're born, now wanting to marry them after they're born. This is all coming together. It really is. So the finances we see happening here are just part of the judgment on a nation that's lost her moral bearing. You still with me?
I don't know what to say about Roger Stone. You know,
maybe
I always thought
this is all for real
to begin with.
I wish it wasn't real. I really wish that would just all be lies, and he come out clean and white and pure, and find out that it's all been lies. But it is. It's all real. I researched it myself. That's how I know this. So, and I have proof from right here in my hand right now. That if anyone see it, I can prove it to him. But it's just a sad situation we live in America today, where that kind of behavior is ignored. Forget the part he did with Russia, or whatever. That's bad. But his moral character is really substandard, to say the least. And we shouldn't be worried about that.
Well, you know what I've seen over the years, and this, and I'm not referencing anyone, how I've seen how we make, I don't know, excuses.
Yes.
But we pull away their behavior, but if he doesn't have good behavior, that's okay because he's going to do good here.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah. We're kind of, and I always thought, we can continue this when we come back for the break briefly. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold. gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For those of you who came in late, let's give you the update on gold. Gold right now is $1,321 in the New York spot price aftermarket. You have silver down just a penny at $16.13. Platinum is holding at $824. And palladium was down the biggest of the day, down 16 at $1,349, a little bit stronger at 95.57. Crude oil was a little weaker at 53.94. Yeah, heading into the break, I was just talking about it. Now it just seems that, and I get this too, because sometimes some of the best attorneys that I've come across in my life, I didn't like them, but they did a terrific job. My accountants, my accountants I have, the ones that did the best job, I didn't like them, but they did the best job. So you don't have to like somebody. So I really don't know what they're, you know, but we have gotten to this point where it doesn't matter how they handle their personal life, as long as they're doing right in the public life. My biggest question is, can you do good? Well, do you know what I'm saying?
I suppose you
can, I guess, but...
Well, the Bible says that a bitter spring cannot put forth sweet water, and vice versa. Maybe they can do some things, we'll say, professionally right, but if you can't trust a moral character, if I can't trust them with my wife and my family, I don't want to be around them. That's it, period. I don't want to be around them. A man, if a man that I know that what he's been in something shouldn't be into, I won't even hear it with my wife. I won't let him trust him with one of my grandchildren. If he's a sexual pervert, especially, I will not trust
him. But can he still run a company well?
He might run a company well as far as making money, but as far as treating people, I don't believe I want to trust him for anything like that. I just don't trust him on that. I'd rather work somebody that's halfway as intelligent as financially and morally correct. I'd feel much
safer. Well, I get that on
that.
A personal level, so to, you know, yes. but can people be?
Well, obviously they do. They can be multi-billionaires and still be morally corrupt. Obviously, I mean, that's happened over a lot. How many years has that gone on? People are totally morally bankrupt. Some of the wealthiest people in the world. So, yeah, that certainly can happen because the world rewards its followers. The world and the world system rewards the wicked because that's how the world is run. That's how Satan runs his dominion, if you will, kingdom. Right. He rewards them heavily until payday comes. So, anyway, that's our opinion for
today,
folks. By the way, I guess you also read that Italy officially slides into recession. Now, this is a biggie because Italy was one of the stronger ones for a while. Italy sliding back into a recession after they had the battle with Brussels. Give me anything you want to share on that?
Well, they really weren't strong. They were just being bailed up because, you know, their banks, I mean, it was a year ago that they were, the banks was limiting certain, people could only withdraw a certain amount. So they've had their issues. And again, they have too much debt. They can't pay for it with rates rising. And, you know, they can't service the debt, the austerity and everything that people don't like. So, no, but they keep Italy going because they're a lot bigger than what Greece was. And now you bring in Brexit, and I think that's all part of it. I think the European Union needs England more than England needs them, and the UK needs them. So I don't know if part of what's been going on with Brexit is having an impact, but the European Central Bank, they were going to start cutting back on their rates, and they said, we can't. You know, we'll be accommodative. Can't let those markets fail. Got to give that cheap money to these corporations and the governments.
The whole world is juggling the plates, spinning the plates, trying to keep them going, and they're not going to do it much longer. They're spending every way they can. And, of course, you know that U.S. Treasury is going to block $7 billion of oil assets from Venezuela's oil company from going back to Venezuela. And they're trying to make a plan B, I guess, what happens if the military does back Maduro. And according to a note that they found, Bolton had a notepad that said we're going to send 5,000 troops to Colombia. Now, that's not been verified. That probably isn't going to happen yet. But on his notepad, he had 5,000 troops to Colombia. And the White House spokesman said, whenever asked about that notepad, was, well, the president said all options are on the table. So we could be sending troops into Venezuela, who knows when. And we were warned by Russia not to do that. So we will see, Melody, but that's another hotspot in the world, not too far from us.
I understand that.
You know, and I don't know, Trump has refused to rule out military intervention, but I have a problem with this, doggone it. Why are we interfering with Venezuela? Why do you interfere with Kuwait and Iraq? What business is it of ours what to do with their country?
Well, it makes me wonder if we're not trying to get their three oil refineries that they have here in the States.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that at all. It's all about oil in the Middle East, as you know that. That's what caused the wars over there. The United States is the end times Babylon, if you will, or a world empire, and all empires come to a very, very cruel ending. Deservedly so, but yes, cruel ending.
Yeah, and look who got to pick the guy that is there saying that he's the new president of Venezuela. Where'd he come from?
Uh-huh.
Well, I agree. He was chosen to do the bidding of the United States once he finally gets the full control over Venezuela. So I don't think he's going to be working with Russia and so forth. I think he'll be working with the United States. So and we know that both China and Russia have investments in Venezuela now. So
time will tell.
And it's true. There's so much that goes on in the background that we're not privy to.
The only
thing we can do is speculate on the information that we find. But we, we're pretty good at putting one and one together. But every once in a while, they'll do something that surprises everyone. But who's after Venezuela?
Well, I just reading here, China is preparing for economic, financial, trade, and hot war, perhaps. The Armed Service Committee Chairman warns U.S. and China headed for World War III. Says, given that China's President Xi Jinping started the year by obliquely warning the U.S. to stay out of Taiwan business, perhaps it's not surprising that senators are starting to join U.S. military commanders in warning Americans not to underestimate the threat posed by China's unprecedented military buildup in the Pacific. The latest and perhaps the most stark warning today, Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma, who recently took over as the chairman of the Senate Armed Service Committee, warned during a hearing that the challenges posed by China and Russia on Tuesday that people needed to better understand that the threats both countries pose to the international world order that America has helped create. Now, they said international world order.
Yeah.
That's New World Order, folks, that America helped create. So now we see China, and rightfully so, they're angry. Now, Taiwan issue is a whole different issue. I mean, they haven't been part of China since, what, 48, something like that? When did they come out of China?
I don't know the exact date.
It's been a long time. And China wants them back, and they don't want to go back. I can't address that issue. But they're not a territory of the U.S., so we really have no business over there. It's far from telling what to do.
Well, they're over there protecting the straits, protecting, you know.
Yes.
You know, and again, and we're putting our nose someplace. If Japan has an issue with them, let them work it out.
Yes, I agree.
Let them work
totally
it out.
Agree.
Let them work it out.
So you know, I don't know. I mean, how many fronts can we handle at one time?
You know, and the one thing that is working with North Korea and South Korea is because you have two countries that are working together.
Yes.
You know, we're the ones that are making the demands that North Korea denuclearizes. We're the ones making that demand. Now, I don't know about South Korea, if they're supporting that, but those two countries are working together so far. You know, things could change.
America hadn't won a war since World War II. I don't think we're in too much of a position to tell you what anybody else what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a fact. Yeah, so what are we going to do? Different topic. It's interesting, I thought, though. Chickens now. Genetically modified to lay eggs containing cancer drugs. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is.
It says just 3 eggs are enough to produce an adequate dosage with hens able to lay up to 300 eggs a year. So if you want to get your cancer medicine, go buy some modified eggs and you'll have your cancer medicine.
Good grief.
I mean, I want to say it's right here in my hand. It's for real, you know. This is University of Edinburgh's Roslin Institute believe the technique could offer a cost-effective way of producing drugs in the near future. We'll see. I don't know.
Well, you know, speaking of chicken, it was both Tyson and
yes.
Purdue.
Yes.
They're chicken nuggets or whatever. There's a lot of them. So if you have them in your refrigerator, ladies and gentlemen, be careful and you know, do a little search on that. I don't have all the details right in front of me. But one of them, they found wood products. And the other one,
they found rubber. Yes.
And froze. And the one, it was actually gluten-free. So everybody buys out thinking they're healthy, and the next thing you know, yeah, it's gluten-free, but we put rubber in there instead.
That'll make you full
faster. Is making these where is the quality controls in anything that goes on?
That's very true.
And then you hear people, oh, well, the government was shut down, and, you know, they hogwash. So,
I agree.
Well,
they couldn't expect to see. They were out of work. So anyway, I guess Trump told the Republicans, "Hey, you're wasting time trying to talk to the Democrats. You're not going to go along with this." And said the Pelosi is just playing games on funding a wall. So we got 2 weeks to find out, don't we?
We do. And who was it? Was it? I don't know if it was McConnell. Or it was one of them. I would think it was McConnell said that, you know, you just let Congress do this. You stay out of this, President Trump. You let Congress work with the Democrats and come up with a deal that'll get passed. So now I thought that was interesting because now they it's not going to. You know, they're going to do their own thing, and they're going to pass it. And if he vetoes it, it's my understanding they can override his veto.
Yeah, so. But he can still declare a national emergency and do something anyway, can't he?
Well, he says they're building the wall now, so I don't know where the money is coming from and so forth. So, but you
well,
know,
we'll
if
see.
He if he declares a national emergency, he gets the money and he builds it, and life goes on. So
one more final article here. We've got about 3 minutes left. I'm holding up in my hand a picture of a beautiful blonde lady. Her hair's back in a bun. She's wearing a business-type jacket and slacks. Her name is Amelia. She's a robot. White-collar robots are coming for jobs. and combination of AI and globalization could reshape the workforce like nothing we've seen before. Richard Baldwin, professor of international economics at the Graduate Institute in Geneva, explains this. Amelia works at the online phone-in help desk at the Swedish banking SEB. Blonde and blue-eyed, she has a confident bearing softened by a slightly self-conscious smile. Amelia also works in London for a borough of England, Enfield, and in Zurich for UBS. And did I mention that Amelia can memorize a 300-page manual in 30 seconds, speak 20 languages, and handle thousands of calls simultaneously? Amelia is a white-collar robot. She interacts with customers over the phone as a chatbot and as a three-dimensional avatar on smartphone and computer screens. When she starts a new conversation, she knows all the customer's previous contact history. As the Wall Street Journal reported on March 2018, average call duration at Allstate Insurance Centers dropped 4 to 4.2 minutes from 4.6 minutes after the company deployed Amelia. And I'm looking at the picture of this robot, Melody. By the picture, I couldn't tell it wasn't a real person. A real individual.
What nationality is it?
She's Sweden. She had blonde hair and blue eyes. Now, see, I'm looking right at it here. And it's spooky. If you saw her, well, see it here, sitting at a desk, you wouldn't know her from a real individual, I don't guess, until you start working with her, talking to her. But she can memorize a 300-page manual in 30 seconds. Can you do that? And speak 20 languages. I barely speak English. So, you know, what are you going to do? How do you compete with that?
I don't know, but it is a little frightening. And you know, but what's interesting on this is that she only dropped the call time from 4.6 to 4.2.
Right.
I mean, sure, on a one call, that's not a lot, but you multiply that by thousands, and I guess
calls.
It does add up to some time. But probably that, to me, that still doesn't seem like a big drop.
I think the biggest thing with that is she has all your previous history in her computer data bank.
Yeah.
You know, and she has all that to maybe pull up quickly and efficiently, maybe more efficient, we'll say. I don't know. But
that 4.2 minutes. That 4.2 minutes. The 4 minutes is the customer explaining the problem, and the 0.2 is her getting the situation.
But you go online and type in white collar robots that are coming for jobs. You'd be surprised that I would never known that this was a robot if I hadn't read the article and saw it myself.
And you know what's amazing? They did a female. They didn't do a male. They did a female.
Well, of course.
That's a split.
Of course.
Yeah. I don't know. 800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. Not right back. We'll be back tomorrow.
I work all day to pay the bills.
Good night. God bless. Ain't it sad?
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.